Learning Bezrat Hashem today is should be Le'ilui Nishmas, Daniel's father, Albert ben Simcha, La'aliyat Bishmato. Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Nun Chet. So we're right at the top of the daf, so let's just remember where we're holding. We're in the middle of a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar about what the din is on the pasuk that tells us what we're not allowed to bring up. So it's the kol sa'or v'chol devash lo takrivu mimenu. And remember that mimenu was a very general idea that kosher mimenu le'ishim is not to be brought up on the Mizbeach. So anything that had been brought part of it to the Mizbeach, the rest of it is you'll be over a lav if you bring it up. So that means we've got Sa'or, Devash, and Mimenu. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if you put it onto the Kevesh on the way up to the Mizbeach, since it says Ve'el HaMizbeach, it includes even putting it on the Kevesh, and therefore you would be over on all of the above. Masha Inkein, Rabbi Elazar says, no. You're potter, because it specifies Se'or Udvash, then it says Korban Reshis Takrivu Otam. That means that we're, this idea of being Marbe, Ela Mizbeach Lo, is Dafka, what is included in the Pasuk of Korban Reshis Takrivu Otam. Otam is Dafka Otam. But anything else besides that, such as the Mimenu, the Kosher Mimenu, is not included in this idea of El HaMizbeach, or Ve'El HaMizbeach. So that was the machlokas we had yesterday, and we continue today, as Rabbi Yochanan continues. So ask the Gemara, okay, Rabbi Yochanan has to also deal with the Otam, right? I mean, Otam is Dafka them, not something else. What them? What? Who is the them? My Ovilite? Ah. He uses that to discuss the issue that we've had earlier, Likidatanya. Yochoye Yachid mitnadev, umevi kayotse banidava, vikoreani ba motse sifatecha teshmor viasita. You might think that an individual would be allowed, and maybe it would be even a mitzvah. He could donate to the Mizbeach, eshte alechem. And we would be b'kayim, the mitzvah, motzas v'techa, tishmor, v'yasita, kasher nadarta, you made a neder, wonderful. It's a great gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud lomar, korban reishis takrivu, only takrivu, only tzibur amarti lecha. So the tzibur can bring this as a korban. That's the shtei alechem. An individual cannot bring a shtei alechem. Okay, I accept that, but that makes sense because an individual doesn't ever have any relationship to a korban similar to the shtei halechem. But, I mean, that only means an individual can't bring a gift like that. How about if a tzibur wants to get together and bring, let's say, the same way that we bring a korban, kayetz l'mizbeach, from whatever we had that was in those special containers that we put in our money and that people put in if they had the motarot. So they put it in the various shofarot that were there for nedava. So maybe we'd be able to bring a nedava of a shlamim, shalmei tzibur, like kivsi atzeret, or we'd be able to bring shtei alechem. But the tzibur could bring. So that's the reason that a yochid can't bring it makes sense. Sheino mevi chovato kayotzeba. He doesn't ever have a chiev to bring a korban like that. Ma she'en ken et tzibur. Yehe tzibur mevi. She mevi chovato kayotzeba. The tzibur does bring a korban precisely like that. It's called shtei alechem. So we're going to bring an extra super duper shtei alechem as a gift. Talmud lomar. Otam. So that's what it is that he uses the word otam for. Otam, only the ones that I was mitzave as the shtei alechem, but not any extra korbanos like them. So then what should you bring? The only thing that you can bring from Se'or Udvash is you bring the shtei alechem once a year, min ha-se'or, and you bring the bikurim, min ha-dvash. You're trying to tell me you really can't bring your shtei alechem as a gift? Don't we have a bright that it says, Vatanya, im ne'emar kol se'or, loma ne'emar kol devash. Now, let's understand what's happening here. Obviously, the Torah had to tell us the iser of both se'or and devash. We're going to be adding something from the word kol. And we're going to see that that is perhaps adding even a half of a shear. We'll talk about it in a moment, what we're adding. But whatever we're adding is irrelevant to the discussion that we're having over here. And that is, whatever we're adding, why would we need to mention separately the Se'or aspect and the Dvash aspect? We need a riboy of kol, both for Se'or and Dvash. Couldn't we learn out one from the other? So, im ne'emar kol se'or, loma ne'emar kol devash. Im ne'emar kol devash, loma ne'emar kol se'or. We ought to be able to compare the two and say, look, if this one is included in whatever kol tells us that less than the shear is okay, why wouldn't the other one be? After all, they're both put together in the same iser. So, im ne'emar kol devash, loma ne'emar kol se'or. I'll tell you why. That's because yesh b'se'or masha'in b'dvash v'yesh b'dvash masha'in b'se'or. Now, this introduction in the Braita is going to lead us into a difference in which it certainly sounds from the Braita that you are allowed to bring a nedava of se'or, namely shtei alechem, whereas there is no nedava of dvash. Let's watch how this develops. One of the things that differentiates Se'or from Dvash, well, Se'or, after all, is hutar michlolo b'migdash, whereas the Dvash, lo hutar michlolo b'migdash. Okay, so this is strange. The Braita is saying that in some way, you're able to completely ignore the problem of Se'or in the Beis HaMikdash in a particular case, whereas by Dvash, we're never able to just ignore it. Okay, we don't know what that means. And Dvash also is mutter when it comes to shiarei minachot. You are allowed to, let's say you want to mix honey into the Kohen is eating his leftover from the mincha, and he happens to like to put maple syrup into his mincha, right? Okay, is he allowed to do that? Absolutely. How is he allowed to do that? Well, it says, Natati lechem lemoshcha, lemoshcha means legedula, kiderech sham lachim ochlim, and king wants to eat it however he wants it. If he likes honey or maple syrup with his mincha, he certainly can eat it. So there's no problem in mixing a mincha with dvash, but there sure is a problem of mixing a mincha with chametz. So, in that sense, dvash is less chamor because it is mutter, and therefore we wouldn't be able to learn whatever chumra we're learning out to dvash from se'or, and se'or was lo hutar b'shiyorei hamenachot, whereas se'or was mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. What is that? I mean, we'll have to figure it out, but it sure sounds as if you're allowed to bring it, ashtei alechem. So, let's let the Braita just finish its words, and then we'll get to figuring out what exactly it meant. So says the Braita, so you see, mipnei sheyesh b'se'or b'she'in b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash b'she'in b'se'or, that's why we need to separately mention kol se'or and separately mention kol devash, and that way whatever chiddush we're going to be learning from one will be able to also apply to the other, but only because we have a pasuk. Now, explain to me what the Braita meant when it says that Se'or is mutter in total in a certain case in the Mikdash. What are you talking about? Mind you, I mean, the only case I can think of is that you are allowed to bring a shtei alechem as an adava. I mean, what else does it mean? Where else can you bring things onto the Mizbeach? I don't understand. It can't be referred to the real shtei alechem. The real shtei alechem you can't bring. It can only be given to the Kohanim. So there's got to be some carbon that's called the shtei alechem, and it's brought as a nedava. Omer of Amram, don't be silly. Of course, that's not what it means. Never allowed to put the shtei alechem on the mizbeach, not the real shtei alechem, and not the shtei alechem that you're donating. There is no such shtei alechem that you're donating. When it says over here that it's kosher in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't refer to the lechem itself. It refers to the kivsei atzeret that are brought together with the shtei halacha. So it's referring to a nedava. But what is a nedava? That they basically are able, you're allowed to bring with them these shtei halechems, and the shtei halechem, the shtei kivsei atzeret for the shtei halechem, which means that in a sense, the shtei halechem is part of it, that part of it, which is brought as the part of the animal that's matter, the shtei alechem, is mutter. Wait, so then, I mean, that's true about bikurim also. I mean, let's say, you said, we don't find a case like that with the bikurim. But the thing is, if you read the Mishnah in bikurim, you know what it says? It says that the gozalot, shagabe hasalim, so they used to bring the bikurim decorated in these beautiful baskets, right? And on top of those baskets, they had gozalot, they had beautiful doves. And what did they do with them? They brought them as a korban olah. And then the salim that was containing all of the bikurim in, they would give them as a gift to the kayanim. That was the way that it was done. Or maybe whatever was in it was given to the kohanim, but whatever the girsa is, the point is that even though you can't bring the dvash, which is of course peirot, on the mizbeach, you do bring these birds with them. And so then if you're telling me when you said you could bring sa'or, it means obviously not the sa'or itself, but the animals that you bring for the sa'or, which are the kivsei atzeret. So the same thing is true over here. When you bring bikurim, you bring along these lovely bird sacrifices, and they are brought in the mizbeach with the bikurim. So it's exactly the same, isn't it? I mean, here it's birds, and there it's shlamim, but the idea is the same, isn't it? So why are you telling me that there is some special kula that is true only about the sa'or? It's also true about the bikurim. Oh, come on. Those aren't a chiev with the bikurim. They're like a decoration. It's like the music that they play, the songs that they sing, the whole ceremony. I mean, so none of that is mandated by the Torah. Those are things that are there in order to be mechavev the bikurim and to be mechavev the mevi bikurim and to make it beautiful. But you can't call that coming along with the bikurim, because I happen to bring a carbon with the bikurim, that's called coming with the bikurim. Come off it, man. When you're talking about the shtei alechem, you're talking about the kivsei atzeret, which you have to bring with the specific carbon. They're linked together. Oh, please. All right. Boy, Rami Baruch Hashem, Amir of Chista. Now, getting back to our issues over here, I just want to know what things are included in this mimenu, lo takrivu mimenu. So I'm still a little bit confused over here. Let me ask you something. Let's say you took, let's look at an interesting case. You've got a chatas ha'of. Now, is there anything that's burned on the mizbeach from the chatas ha'of? No, there is nothing burned on the mizbeach of a chatas ha'of. Only the olas ha'of is burned on the mizbeach. The entire chatas ha'of is given to the kohanim to eat, right? Ah, so if that's the case, would you be chayev on the lo takrivu mimenu, since none of it was brought up? How would you be over on leftovers being brought up? None of that carbon was brought up at all. Aha. So here we seem to have a case where the din of the kol sa'or v'chol dvash and its extension into mimenu, which you might think means, you know, well, and anything else that doesn't belong on the mizbeach, such as those things that were already brought on the mizbeach. Yeah, that may be true, but it might also mean only something that literally was brought on the mizbeach, and now there are other parts of it, don't bring the rest of it. I mean, I don't know how to understand that pasuk, whether it means literally, like it's got to be something like the carbon that had a piece that was put on the mizbeach, or it just means that whatever doesn't belong on the mizbeach, its parts that do belong already having been brought on the mizbeach, don't put it on the mizbeach. So what's the thing over there? I mean, look, the Torah says, "Kol shemi menu li shima." It says, "Mimenu." I mean, I understand "mimenu" means those things that would have been put on the fires of the mizbeach, which of course does not apply over here, because I and "mimenu li shim," we don't have anything that goes onto the mizbeach. If you're talking about echatas ha'of, Or maybe it's not the point. The point merely is, look, it contrasts it. Carbon ratios, right? Okay, so what does that mean? These things are meant to be a carbon ratios. They're not meant to be a carbon on the Mizbeach. So then that's a general rule. Anything that has its own name as a carbon, parts of it that don't belong on the Mizbeach, don't go on the Mizbeach. And it's just a way of saying mimenu. Mimenu, yes, mimenu is a very nice diak in the way in which the pasuk would manage to include it. But remember, it actually contrasted it with carbon ratios. So it means anything that is called a carbon, if it's not the carbon that's meant to go on the Mizbeach, such as the Bikurim or the Shtei Alechem, don't put it on the Mizbeach, right? Omar Lei, Rav Chista answered, Rami Bar Chama. And Rav Chista said, I would say Mitzad HaSvara. The idea over here is Kol Shishmo Korban. If the Torah has called this a korban, then the mimenu means if this is not the korban that goes up, then it's mimenu, don't bring from it. Even though none of it was actually, yes, put up. Hainani is Shmo Korban. So this is called a korban. That should be enough to answer it. The truth is that the question that Rami Bar Chama asked, and the way Rav Chista now has resolved it, is actually a machlokes tanaim. It's not so poshut. Because take a look in the Braita, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kol shemimenu leishim, davka, something that has some part of it that was brought on the fire of the Mizbeach, that's what is included in the word lo takrivu mimenu. Mashenkein Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol shishmo korban. So it seems to be exactly our question. Okay, so tell me, what are the issues? Is it only the Rami Bar Chama issue? My benai. Well, I have to think of only is the Chatas Ha'of, which was Rami Bar Chama's question. And that seems to be the whole machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer in this case. Rav says, well, what about the Lukshem and Shem Tzorah? That's not really a carbon. Yeah, but it's called a carbon. Because remember, where the Torah is listing in Korach all the various things that are meant to be given to the Kohen, so what does it say over there? Ze yelecha mikodesh ha-kodashim min ha-esh kol korbanan. What do we add that is given to the Kohen from those words, kol korbanam, that adds, l'rabot lok shemen shemetzorah. Therefore, tainis rav, you're right, technically speaking, it isn't really part of a korban, the lok shemen. However, since the Torah called it korbanam in terms of the gifts to the Kohen, that's enough to make it called a korban in terms of the din of mimenu. So it's not mimenu le'ishim, and it would be including also the Lukshem Hashem Etzorah. Tanu Rabban. Now, when the Torah says, kol se'or, and kol devash, right? So that is bal taktiru. We've got this iser in the Torah, alav in the Torah, kol amincha shetakrivu l'Hashem, lo te'aser chametz. Ki kol se'or v'chol devash, lo taktiru. Okay. Now, when it says kol, does that mean kol ha-mincha, you'd have to actually be chayev only if you burn an entire shir, kulay? So whatever that shir is, I don't know what that shir is, we'll discuss it. Maybe that shir is the normal shir of haktara, which is a kizayit, or maybe it's the shir of a komet. We'll talk about it in a moment. But whatever that shir is, if it said kol ha-mincha, so maybe it means whatever a full act of akrava would be. How do I know that you're chayev even on a chatzi shir miktsato minay? That's why it said kol. Now, this is what we were referring to all along when I said in the braita earlier, well, why does it have to say both kol se'or and kol devash? It was referring to this limud, that this limud is adding an additional iser for being makriv, even part of a shir. So that's why we're saying, why do we need that remez both for Sa'or and for Devash? That was what we just had in the Braita, which we really had brought up only as a raya to the question of whether you could bring in a Dova. And that we only brought up as a question of what it is that Rabbi Yochanan does with the Otam. And that we had brought up only because Rabbi Eliezer had used the Otam to be memayit, the Isser of putting things on the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. So you see, we've sort of tumbled our way down the Kevesh here with a lot of different steps. We find ourselves in a place where if you would have told me we would have been last week at this point, I would have said, how the heck would we have gotten there? Well, now you know. So anyway, the question over here is, what exactly would be this year? This is Miksasumi, Nayin Tamad Lomar Kol. And how do I know that even if you mix in this little bit of chometz, you mix it in together with matzah, so it's not readily nicker, that even though it's not nicker, it would still be called there, and it's not batal, and you would be chayev on being makrivit, Tamad Lomar Ki Kol. So that adds kol under any circumstances. Anyway, I don't even know what he's referring to. My karma, what is the shear that we're taking for granted over here that we're adding to by using the kol? Omer Abaya, I'll tell you what we're talking about. Let me restate the braita as I would put it. Sa'ar bal taktir. Ainli ela. Now here's what I would say. Ainli ela kizayit. As far as I know, the standard measurement of haktara is a kezayit. We saw before, all through his vacuum, we had achilata mizbeach and achilata dam. They're the same. So, okay, the shear, therefore, would be one kezayit. How do I know that even if you would bring a chatzi zayit, and it was on its own, not it was mixed yet, but on its own, it was a chatzi zayit, and I'm just makir of that. Talmud Lomar, kol. Kol means even a chatzi shear. And how about if it was mixed with something else, which means I wouldn't really be makir the particular piece that's the chometz? Talmud Lomar Kiko. That's what it's coming to tell me, that there's no din of akrova of a kezayit when it comes to the iser of Sa'or v'dvash on the Mizbeach. Rova Omar? That's not how I would read it. I'll tell you how I would fit things into this bright as follows. Ofikov. Sa'or bal taktiru. Aliela comets. I would say we're not talking about the fundamental shear of a kezayit here because we're referring to our mincha. So therefore, I would say don't bring that which is in the mincha up to the mizbeach if it was mechumatz, right? Okay. So then that would mean the case is over here, the comets, and that is our concern. So how do I know that even a chatzi kometz you would be chayev for burning, but not a chatzi zayit, a chatzi kometz? We're going to see what they're arguing about. Talmud Lomar Kol to tell me even a chatzi kometz. And how would you know that if it's mixed with other things, a ruvo minayin? Talmud Lomar Ki Kol. So what's the machlokas over here between Abaye v'Rav? I mean, just like picking it out of a hat, whether you're assuming the shear is the kometz and versus a chatzi kometz, or whether it's even a chatzi zayit. No, it's a beautiful machlokas. Abaye holds that a kometz can consist of less than two zeitim. So that means if a kometz could be a smaller shear, if a kohen has got a small hand and his kometz only holds less than two zeitim, so then that would mean that the chatzi, and it turns out, because of that, that if you're going to include with kol a chatzi shear, then it would mean less than a full kezayit, right? Because even the half of the kometz is not going to be a full kezayit, in which case it turns out that yesh haktara pechuta mikezayit. So according to Abaye, if we're saying that we mean half of it, since a kometz can be less than two zeisim, so it means that if you're telling me a chatzi shear, it means that you're chayev even for less than a kezayit. But according to Rava says there's a minimum shear of a kometz, and that was pachas. It can't be less than pachas b'shnei zeisim. We had this before. We talked about whether, according to some shitas, either even that a Kohen might be Paso, if you know, everybody was Dochet, but there were some who suggested that a Kohen would be Paso if he doesn't have a requisite shear in his hand, that he'd be able to actually do a minimal shear of the Kometz, which would be Shnei Zeis. Okay, so according to Rava, if all that the Pasuk is telling you is that you can bring a half of a Kometz, that doesn't mean you can bring anything less than a Kazayit, because Enak Torah Pechuta Mikazayit, it turns out from here. And that's a very important machlokas here between Rava and Abaye, but it's not directly derived from here. It's just an application of the Svara of what the din is of a shear of a Kometz. Now, another question would be, let's say that you bring up a delicious mixture of both Sa'ar and Dvash. So you male Sa'ar and Dvash on the Mizbeach together. And what would be the din over there? So Rava says you'd get Malkus twice because you've got two separate Isurim. One is called Sa'ar and one is called Dvash. And each one of them has its associated Lo Taktiru Mimenu. So therefore, each one of them, the lav applies equally to each one of those things. So that gives you two. But what about the fact that you mix them together? That gives you three. Because we had the extra pusik of kikol. And we had the extra pusik of kikol. So one for sa'ar and one for dvash. So now that means that the mixture would be mechayev you on each one of these isurim separately. So this means you'd be getting four separate malkias. Abaye says you wouldn't get one malkus, my dear friend, not one. You know why? Because there's so many. The point is that when the Torah says a bunch of things and includes them all under a general statement of a lav, then you're not going to be chayev because that is called a lav shebiklalut. And even though Gavi is sitting over there waiting and waiting and waiting in the kupah, he still didn't forget to bring along his pen, and he will remember to inscribe that ein lokin a lav shebiklalut. This, of course, is a klalut. So because we've got this kol, and we've got this kikol, and we've got it by sa'or, and we've got it by dvash, and so on, all of that would be a lot of different things included under one general lav. And therefore, you wouldn't get malchus on it at all. That's what I would say. So this is from one extreme to the other. Okay, so this concept is a very, very technical concept. It's not so pashut. There are many times where the Torah includes many separate chiyuvim under a general lo, right? So let's say we've got lo tochal bimenu na ubashel mevushal b'mayim, right? Is that a lav shebiklalut or not? I mean, we've mentioned a lot of things over there. So wherever we have the Torah mentioning a specific object to an iser, lo tochal na, lo tochal Bashel Mevushal. Many other examples that Tosis brings as well. We've got the same situation by a Nazir. All the list of things, all of these things you mustn't eat. So you're talking about the actual grapes, or you're talking about the pips of the grapes, or you're talking about the skins of the grapes. So those things could all be included with a general iser. But again, this appears all over the Torah. To define specifically what is called a lav shebiklalut, there's a lot of machlokas in among the Rishonim. But according to Rava, this is clearly, I mean, he's remuzim in the middle of a lot of things, and he keeps adding different parts. You wouldn't be chayev on that at all if it's indeed a lav shebiklalut tainas Abaye. Now, some say that what Abaye means is that you would only get one lav, because, I mean, the Torah gave one lav of lo taktir, and that includes the sa'or, and dvash, and kol, and kikol dvash, All of those things are ending up with lo taktiru mimenu, but you would get definitely one lav on the sa'or and one lav on the dvash. That's the parshas of it. Sometimes it means literally one. So some say he wouldn't even get one lav because olam lo miyachid lave kilav dechasima. What does that mean? Remember that where did the Torah give us over all of the dinim of Malkus? It gave it over in the Yipilu HaShofet, the whole story of Edim Zomimim. Where was that Yipilu HaShofet? It was right next to Lo Tachsom Shor B'Tishov. All crazy. What in the world does that have to do with the Tzitzikos, HaTzadik, Yeshiras HaRasha? That's weird. Lo Tachsom Shor B'Tishov. So from there,
the Tzadikim would think you can't drink during Shir. That's the connection.
Ah, I always knew you thought I was a Shor. So, so what does that mean? It comes to put together. You're killing me. It comes to put together the Isser of the model love. A model love is lo tachsom shor b'disho. If it's not similar to lo tachsom shor b'disho, so let's say it's a lava nitik laser, any of the inyonim where we say the love is not chal, it is not an example of malchus. So now I ask, in lo tachsom shor b'disho, do we have all of these additional remazim of the keys and the key calls and the different elements? It's very straightforward. Here's what not to do. And we'll read through this pasuk. I'm so confused already. Is that a kezayit? Is it a chatzi zayit of a, or is it mixed with other things? I don't know. And therefore, that is not similar to the lav dechasima. Because of that, it's not included in any of these isurim, and therefore, perhaps it would not even be chayiv at all in malchus, not being a good example, taking the correct form of a law from Malkus. All righty.